Next month, the Charlotte-Mecklenburg Police Department will begin equipping all its officers with body cameras. They're small, a little larger than a tube of mascara, and they'll record both the audio and video of police interactions with the public. Body cameras are seen as a way to build trust with communities and a way to hold both civilians and officers accountable. But at their heart, they're a tool and nothing more. How they're used will determine how effective they'll be at building that trust. Over the next 2 days, we're examining the use of police body cameras and questions about privacy, access, and transparency. We begin our series not in Charlotte, but 90 miles away in Greensboro, where police body cameras have been standard issue since 2013. WFAE's Tom Bullock reports.
Officer Derek Tripp bobs his head from side to side, using exaggerated, sometimes awkward motions.
Just getting used to actually having something tugging on your head.
He's wearing a Taser Exxon Flex, the same body camera Charlotte police are in the process of buying. His exaggerated motions are a test to make sure the headband-mounted unit is secure and the cord, which runs between the camera and the control pack, doesn't catch on his collar. Then Officer Tripp looks down at his cell phone.
That lets you know that it's trying to pair with your phone.
He will now be able to view and label each video recorded that day. The story of how body cameras are used by the Greensboro Police Department is kind of like an episode of the TV show Law & Order. It's a procedural, best told in two distinct chapters. Chapter 1, On Patrol with Officer Derek Tripp.
Our particular zone that I work, the MLK corridor, is a high vice, crimes, prostitution, narcotics.
It also has a problem with gangs.
Up here on, there's a government housing that we have a lot of hot calls, domestics and stuff like that, and it's just right up here on the right.
But in this area, it's the slow churn of illegal drugs sold on street corners and parking lots, which makes up most of the crime. Police often know just who the buyers and sellers are by observing who's on which corner. But observations aren't as convincing as hard evidence in court. Body cameras make it easy for police to document what they see as suspicious behavior.
Developing that overall on a continuous basis, day to day, week to week, you know, just evidence that's saying, okay, I know they don't have a job. Last time I come in contact with them, he had this, you know, small amount of bills, stuff like that.
There are times body cameras capture a crime in progress. Take drunk drivers. Officer Tripp says it's hard for defense lawyers to fight the case when the evidence is on video.
No client of theirs wants the officer to show the tape of them driving, weaving on the road, you getting out, them drunk walking back to where you're at, doing all the sobriety tests and just, you know, saying whatever, because, you know, impaired individuals tend to just splurt out and just blurt anything.
This patrol turns out to be a quiet one with just one traffic stop. A red Mustang with expired tags. Officer Tripp turns on the body camera. Then he walks up to ask for license and registration. All goes smoothly. The driver gets a warning. But what if that driver filed a report complaining about Officer Tripp's conduct? Or what if the incident turned violent? Or what if the body camera wasn't used at all? This leads us to Chapter 2, Policing the Police.
I'm Sergeant Stephanie Martis. My main position is in the Professional Standards Division Internal Affairs.
She's the administrator of the body camera program and in charge of making sure rules are followed. Take, for example, when an officer starts recording.
Anything from responding to in-progress calls, adversarial-related calls, traffic stops, self-initiated activity calls. We have maybe a list of 10 to 15 mandatory categories that they have to activate the cameras.
Right now, it's up to each officer to start and stop recording. They decide when, what, and for how long the camera is on. And at the end of each shift, each officer is required to download all their videos to a server run by Taser, the company that makes the body cameras. It's called evidence.com. From her desktop, Sergeant Martis logs in to show how it works.
So I am accessing Officer Baton's test video, and this is recorded on the 27th.
Evidence.com is more than just a storage site. It also includes software that, Martis says, prevents the videos from being edited or deleted, and it creates a digital paper trail.
It shows when Officer Baton made the recording. It shows that he labeled it test, And then it shows that it was uploaded into the system successfully. And then it shows me going in twice and reviewing the video.
Sergeant Martis does random monthly audits to make sure officers are uploading their videos to the system. And as a member of Greensboro's Internal Affairs Division, the videos allow Martis to
evaluate performance through the body-worn camera footage that's downloaded, and we can also investigate officer-involved complaints.
The number of citizens complaining about the conduct of officers has dropped 31% since Greensboro PD started using body cameras back in 2013. But, Martis says, that isn't quantifiably linked to the presence of body cameras. For those complaints that are filed, the footage helps expedite the process. The findings remain mixed. The cameras, says Martis, have limitations.
I think the misconception is that because you have a video camera that you capture the total view of what happened in an incident. And it's just a narrow view, a narrow perspective of what happened because, you know, you don't get the whole peripheral view.
Despite having recorded tens of thousands of videos, Greensboro police have released exactly one full-length recording of an incident captured by a body camera. An unnamed officer leaves his car. You see a house on a quiet street. A concerned father stands waiting.
Where's the kids at now?
A teenage girl is on the back patio. She is armed with a butcher knife.
Can you lay the knife down?
Come on, honey, put the knife down for us.
Instead, she throws the knife at the officer. No one is hurt. The girl is put into handcuffs without a struggle.
All right, you okay, honey?
Whether they capture dramatic scenes or the mundane, police body cameras are just a tool. What matters is how they're used. The Charlotte Police Department declined multiple interview requests for this series, so we weren't able to ask them that question. How will they be used? And there are questions. Tomorrow, access, accountability, and the use of body camera footage. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock in Charlotte.